Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 24th and the whole week ahead. What a wonderful way to start your week. In fact, the next 2 weeks are going to be mega, mega important to you. There's a new moon in your sign. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because this is life-changing in many ways for you. All the things that you want to do, you can now pull together because this next 2 weeks is about you and setting up something new. Here's your Sunday stars. Because of yesterday's fantastic new moon, which is a fresh start and new beginnings for you over the next couple of weeks, Mars squares Jupiter, so you've got to be careful not to be too reckless, not to be too impatient or imprudent or petulant. So you've got to hold back. This is not a bad aspect. It can be extremely lucky, but it can also mean that you dart off in all sorts of directions or you're drawn to somebody who basically hasn't thought something out. Be careful. Here's your Monday stars. Lovely, this one. It's Mars in your sign trine Neptune. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the first, trine Neptune in Pisces in the ninth. This is about going places. You know, there is an attraction or a draw to a place, something exotic about this aspect. May even be a person who you meet in your own country, but who comes from different climes, different continents, different countries, but this is a very beautiful and seductive aspect for love. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury in your sign, squaring Jupiter, just needs a little bit of attention to detail because you can gloss over things. Now, you could be fine, but somebody around you may lead you up the garden path, perhaps not knowingly, but they miss out the detail. And the one thing about this aspect, and indeed tomorrow's too, is check the detail of everything. Everything. Here's your Wednesday stars. The beauty of Mercury Neptune is lovely anyway. I mean, this is in so many ways a wonderful imagination, and again, this draw, this allure, beautiful word, to other countries and places and people who are from different lands. And all of that continues to be ultra powerful. And with Mercury conjunct Mars, I can't think of a better aspect to suddenly get up and go somewhere. So travel could be well connected, or you meet somebody who has traveled to you. All in all, these are very exciting and enchanting times. Here's your Thursday stars. With the moon in Virgo, what you've got is a chance to check out your everyday life and living. Maybe there's correspondence to catch up on, to communicate with others, to arrange meetings, make phone calls. You know, this is the kind of day it is. It's what I would call a catch-up day. And the more you can do to actually deal with issues and matters that are of concern, the better. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury's opposition to Pluto can be very suspicious and even self-critical. And that's why you've got to be careful that you don't have one of your anxiety days. You know the sort of days where you worry, but actually you're worrying about nothing? That's the kind of day we've got today. So don't get something in your head and become fixated with it or obsessed by it, because that is what in the end could become self-destructive. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.